welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to the official podcast of Five Feline Farm, Farm Chatter. We are recording today as a follow-up to last week's post about the tomato varieties that we have. And today we're going to talk about, what do you do with all those tomatoes?
What do you do with them? Because right now we have tomatoes, not literally coming out of our ears.
But pretty close.
But we have a lot of tomatoes, more than we can sell at the market right now. And really more than we can keep up with as far as our time. Now, if we were home all day, every day, we could probably keep up with them.
And it's certainly more than we can eat fresh.
It is more than we can eat fresh. And we eat a lot. We're kind of pigs when it comes to fresh food.
Oh, I love to have fresh tomatoes in salads, sliced with cottage cheese. I like to quarter a tomato and fill it with chicken salad and have that as a lunch item.
We've had tomatoes for most meals right now, which is so wonderful.
Oh,
if we could
super.
Just do that in January.
I know. But there is a way to have that fresh tomato taste.
There is.
It's not exactly the same, but there is a way to have some fresh, rich tomato taste.
And let's just say that we're just coming off tonight for dinner. Mm. We had this fresh, oh my gosh.
Shut the front door.
It was
level
so,
of sauce.
Oh my, so good.
And here's the thing about the sauce that we had tonight. It was made from cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have a major abundance of cherry tomatoes, those of you who are gardeners know that you get to the point where you have so many cherry tomatoes, you don't know what to do with them.
You end up pulling the plant.
Yeah, you end up pulling the plant because you just cannot keep up because they're such good producers.
They are. And they come on fast. They ripen quickly. And those are something that generally people eat in salads or eat fresh, just kind of pop them in your mouth. But I found that you can make tomato sauce out of them.
Oh my gosh.
And it is a wonderful, delicious,
it's the best.
Rich sauce. And I have some tomato recipes in my book, Simply Delicious.
Yes,
I'm going to put in a shameless plug for this book. It is not an expensive book by any means. You can get it in print. You can get it in a digital download. Or if you're a Kindle Unlimited member, you can read it for free on Kindle Unlimited. So get out there and look for Simply Delicious.
It's Julia's first book.
It is. There are more to come, but yes. I really enjoyed writing that one. People ask me a lot about exactly the kind of thing we're talking about tonight. What do you cook? How do you make those things?
I post a lot of pictures of our food because a lot of our customers in particular will ask, well, what do you do with this? What do you do with these tomatoes?
Yes.
What? How do I keep these? What if I, you know, I only need a few. What if I buy a whole quart? What do I do with those?
So
yeah.
I tried to write some of that down.
And we try to take pictures of that so that they can see this is what you can eat.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable.
That ability to make something fresh is just nutritious.
That's high living.
It is what we consider high living.
Yes.
And in the book, I developed all new recipes. These are not reprints. These are not copied from Betty Crocker. These are my own recipes and techniques for how I cook.
You may hear, if you hear a little growling or something
it's
like
not
that
us.
In the back, it's not us. It's not our stomachs. It is, we have a couple guests in the studio that just joined us.
Yes. We have 8 additional legs in the
we
studio
do.
Now and a couple of tails.
Oh, we have Abby and Miss Honeybee.
They've joined us and they don't, well, Honeybee's okay. She'll share the space with anyone. Abby, not so much.
She's still getting used to Honeybee. I mean, Honeybee's, what, 8 weeks old, 9 weeks old now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's a little quicker than Abby would like. So she growls a little bit at her. She's not mean to her, but it's just, you know, it's like, get out of my way, you little baby or something.
Yes,
I don't
she just
know.
Talks to her.
Yeah, she
in
just,
a not
and
so friendly
just
voice.
Leaves. So if you hear growling, we apologize.
That's true, but it is.
It's not violent.
Five Feline Farm,
it
after
is.
All. You might expect to see a cat or two.
It's part of what makes us unique.
Or four. Anyway, back to tomatoes. To make this rich, thick, delicious tomato sauce out of cherry tomatoes, wash them, stem them, and cut them in quarters. Put them on a parchment-lined cookie sheet, baking sheet. You want one, the kind that has the rim around the edge because they're juicy. You don't want that running off in the oven. Lay them out in a single layer. I drizzle some good olive oil over them and a sprinkle of Italian seasoning herbs. What I typically use for an Italian herb blend is Penzi's Tuscan Sunset blend. It is just the perfect blend of oregano and basil and fennel. You can also use any Italian herb mix.
Yeah, whatever you
just
like.
Just Italian seasoning. I sprinkle that fairly liberally over the tomatoes. It's hard to tell you exactly how much, but I'm guessing for a half sheet of tomatoes, I would use a good 3 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty heavily seasoned.
It is. Oh, my. Smells so good.
Oh, mercy. Then I bake that at 325 in the convection oven. If you don't have a convection oven, don't worry. Cook it at about 350 and stir it occasionally. It'll take you a couple of hours to cook down, and you want those tomatoes to be cooked through and thickened. You'll be able to tell when some of the water and juice evaporates. Then, here's the trick. I pour those off into a mixing bowl, and I have an immersion blender. If you don't have an immersion blender, you should stop. You should pause this podcast right now. You should run to the store, and you should get an immersion blender.
And we're not getting paid for this endorsement.
Not. For years, I just had a cheap, it's also called a stick blender. I just had a cheap blender. And I wore that thing
out.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was probably $20 or less, maybe.
Easily.
It was like one of the cheapest ones.
It was cheap.
At a local box store, I think you picked it up.
Yes. And I couldn't get by without one now.
No.
So you get your immersion blender. Now that you're back from the store and you have your immersion blender and you're listening to this podcast again, put that in there and just blend until it is all a uniform consistency. The peels, the seeds, everything will just blend in beautifully. And you will have a thick, rich, delicious sauce.
Oh my gosh. It is like, it is so fresh and delicious. It's wonderful.
It is. Tonight, I did use that same day. And we had it on pasta. And it was just to die for. I also freeze this. And what I do is I will label a 1-quart freezer bag. I put it down in a large plastic cup just to kind of hold it and prop it open where you can roll the top edge down over the edge of the cup. And I freeze it in 1 cup proportions. Seal it up, press out all the air, and lay it flat in the freezer until it freezes. You then know that you have 1 cup of sauce. The thing you will notice I did not mention in this is salt. I do not salt it prior to use. Salt tends to lose its flavor in the freezer, and you're better off adding that when and as you use it so that you can salt to taste. When you do use this from the freezer, it's easy to thaw in the microwave to warm up in a pan. Go ahead and toss it with your pasta. We use it as a pizza sauce. We use it as a spread on bread. We use it for, yeah.
It's good dipping sauce.
Dipping sauce for cheese sticks, if you're into that sort of thing.
Lasagna.
Yes, I've made lasagna.
Ravioli.
Anything you want, a red tomato sauce, this is
good for that. It is perfect. Perfect.
It is. And there are times if I'm making a larger dish, I'll get two of those frozen packages out. And again, I know the measurement because each of them was frozen in a 1 cup portion. But what a way to use up cherry tomatoes.
It's a great way to use those tomatoes because I always have an abundance and they don't last very long.
They don't.
I mean, we take a bunch to the market. We took a bunch to the market yesterday and every vendor there has a bunch right now. So when we come home with those, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? We can donate those, which we do sometimes, right, to the food pantry. Or, you know, if we have a need, we'll use them. And so today, Julia was able to use up, so I didn't have to compost or, you know, see what I could donate. I really didn't have enough to make a good donation, but we had enough to do something with.
Right. And that is a great way because it doesn't require any particular amount. You can use a little or a lot of tomatoes to
do this perfect
sauce.
I was, the gardener was happy.
Yes, and the cook was happy.
And the eaters will be very happy.
Yes, indeed.
This winter.
Yes. There you have it. How do you use up cherry tomatoes? You make them into sauce.
That's right. And it's such a wonderful way and such a beautiful treat for a plant that produces usually much more than what we need.
It does. That's our plan for tomatoes and what we do with all of those tomatoes. And don't forget that our first anniversary of the mercantile opening, the Farm Fresh Mercantile, will be October 20th. We'll have hours posted and details posted on that. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun. The crib will be open, the corn crib. And
come and hang out.
Yeah.
Maybe have a cup of coffee.
It'll be a great time.
Just experience the beauty of the country.
You bet.
Breathe some fresh air.
Mm. Doesn't get any better than that. Again, don't forget that we are now posting on Patreon. And you can reach out and show your love there. We'll show some love back if you pledge at the $1 a month level. We will shout your name out and publicly acknowledge that you are a supporter. And if you feel so inclined to be a farm fan, you get access to a monthly mini ebook that is an exclusive to our Patreon subscribers. You will not find that anywhere else. So don't forget to check out that link. Patreon, patreon.com/5felinefarm.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.